Our scripture this morning is from Romans 12, verses 3 through 8. For by the grace given to me, I say to everyone among you, not to think of yourselves more highly than you ought to think, but to think with sober judgment, each according to the measure of faith that God has assigned. For as in one body we have many members, and not all the members have the same function, so we who are many are one body in Christ, and individually we are members one of another. We have gifts that differ according to the grace given to us: prophecy in proportion to faith, ministry in ministering, the teacher in teaching, the exhorter in exhortation, the giver in generosity, the leader in diligence, the compassionate in cheerfulness, the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Send your word, O Lord, like the rain falling down upon the earth. Send your word, O Lord, like the rain falling down upon the earth.
You may be seated. Several weeks ago, I heard a new contemporary Christian song entitled Dream Small. Dream Small. The song's chorus goes like this: dream small, don't buy the lie, you've got to do it all. Just let Jesus use you where you are, one day at a time. Now, this song really resonated with me, and I'm hoping that it does with you too. You see, I find myself running from one thing to the next with so little downtime that I often look back on the week and wonder what of real worth and value has been accomplished. Now, on paper, it looks impressive. A jumble of to-dos that have been checked off, and a whole lot more that are waiting for me to tackle next week. Meetings that I have attended, and some that I was not able to because I have said yes to so many things that they don't all fit on one person's calendar. Work that has been accomplished, sermons that have been written, worship services that have been led. But it's all a jumble. And in truth, it can be very discouraging. There is always so much left undone. There are ministries that I have not been able to engage in. There are dreams left unchased. There are dreams left undreamt. Our culture is definitely one that will tell us that we can have it all. But I think that culture is a dirty, dirty liar. So this song, Dream Small, it soothed my soul and it reminded me of God's truth. Dream small, don't buy the lie, you've got to do it all. Just let Jesus use you where you are, one day at a time. This was what led me to the 12th chapter of Romans that I preached last week, that we're looking at this week, and we will look at the end of next week. This is not the lectionary scripture. This is not what is on that calendar of scripture to help preachers decide what to preach about. You will see that Pastor Gary is preaching something different than I am over these 3 weeks, but this chapter just cried out to me with this message of living lives that are given to God and to our neighbor, body, soul, heart, and mind, while at the same time remembering that no singular life has to do it all, nor should it. In today's short passage, Paul tells the readers, "I say to everyone among you not to think of yourselves more highly than you ought to think." Now, one commentary that I read this week said that maybe a little better translation of this Greek would be something like this: "Do not overthink above what you ought to think, but think in wise thinking ways." Don't overthink it. Think in wise ways. Now, last week, when we looked at the first few verses of Romans 12, we looked at how Paul declared that we should offer ourselves as living sacrifices. And what he said is that that offering of ourselves is a reasonable response to God's unreasonable grace. And so this week, Paul is continuing to ask his reader to be reasonable. And here is the heart of what he wants the reader, then and now, to be reasonable about: the use of God's gifts. We all have gifts that can be used for the kingdom, that can be joyfully placed upon the altar for his use. Different gifts equip different people for different ministries. Now, a Bible of mine has this footnote, and it kind of summarizes these gifts that we heard Mike talk about in these ministries, and I think it makes it a little clearer some of the things that are being talked about here. So here is what this footnote says. And as you hear this, I want you to try to picture these individuals. And someone that you know might come to mind as we talk about each one of these. But just listen to these gifts and ministries. Prophets are bold and articulate. Servers are faithful and loyal. Teachers are clear thinkers. Encouragers know how to motivate others. Givers are trusting and generous. Leaders are good organizers and managers. Those who show kindness are caring people who are happy to give their time to others. Now, this is just a short list of the gifts and the ways that they are deployed. Other places in the New Testament, other places where Paul writes about these things, list more. But even with this incomplete list about articulate prophets, faithful servers, thinking teachers, motivating encouragers, generous givers, and organized leaders, consider this: what one person can do all of that? Yet how many people try? How many of us try from time to time? And how does it really go? How does it really go when we try to do more than what we are individually gifted to do? Now, here's just one example that I have experienced. Just try to imagine this, okay? What do you think happens when you take a faithful and frugal and organized steward of the church's resources and buildings, and you let them be the one who makes the guest list and plan the menu for a fellowship meal? And what do you think happens when there's another person in the church who is a talented cook, who is filled with the gift of hospitality, not concerned with preserving resources, not concerned with keeping the guest list manageable. She is gifted and wants to lavish anyone who shows up because they heard about it with love in a way that they will know and experience, not the least of which is in their stomachs. Let me tell you what happens when you have these sorts of situations happen. Toes get stepped on, feelings get hurt, gifts are left unused or unappreciated. Overachievers, they get burned out. And many people get no opportunity to use their gifts to serve as they are called to serve, to be a part of the community, to put themselves up on the altar. We have gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, and we all need the opportunity and the space and the permission to use them to God's glory and in service to our neighbor. For as in one body, we have many members, and not all the members have the same function, so we who are many are one body in Christ, and individually we are members of one another. That's what Paul says. It's not just about the individuals. It is about how individuals come together and become lost in that community, and how they become something greater than the sum of their parts. Judith Jameson is a choreographer and dancer, and she served as the artistic director for the Alvin Ailey Dance Theater for over 20 years. And she wrote, "Dance is bigger than the physical body. When you extend your arm, it doesn't stop at the end of your fingers because you're dancing bigger than that. You're dancing spirit." This image of dancing and how dancing extends beyond the physical body, it reminded me of all these years that my daughter took dance. She performed in recitals and she took part in competitions. Sometimes she danced in solos, but for the most part, she was dancing with others. From duets and trios on up to group ensembles that incorporated nearly every dancer in her dance studio, my daughter would be given a costume, prescribed a hairstyle, directed on specifically how to do her makeup, so that when she stepped out on stage, she was practically not discernible from any of the other girls. Over the years of dancing, there were many times that I can remember sitting up in the balcony at the Alabama Theater at competitions and having to closely look. It took me a while to figure out which child on stage was mine. And when the dance went well, this uniformity, it went beyond just how they looked. It was about them moving as one organism. Every pirouette, jeté, and leap that was performed in synchronicity with each other made for that illusion. Occasionally, the specific talent of one girl or maybe a pair of girls would be highlighted. Maybe a particular tumbling trick or a lift would separate one or two from the group for a brief moment, but they would come back together to perform in unity. And the result of this was beautiful. It was something much better than the sum of its parts. It was moving and effective. There were stories told and emotions conveyed through music and movement in unison, leveraging the gifts of the individuals for maximum artistic impact. The same is true about the church. When the body works together, when it does not struggle with itself and against itself, with some parts trying to do it all, while others are left to atrophy in disuse, something beautiful happens. Ministry is planted and grows and blooms in places and ways never imagined. Love is shared fully and freely in an amazing variety of ways. Big dreams are dreamt by the body and are brought to life by small actions of the body's parts working in unison together for maximum kingdom impact. No one has to do it all. We just have to do our part. One day at a time, but each and every day. Dancing spirits. That's how I see the church. Dancing spirits joining our gifts together to extend love and grace beyond the limitations of our physical bodies for the glory of our Creator, in the name of our Savior, and everything made possible through the power of the Holy Spirit. Let us pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, your church is an amazing thing. A union of people of such different mind and skills and even beliefs. We are unified by one belief, and it is an amazing, life-saving, life-giving one. Help us be your church together, respecting and using and appreciating all of the many and varied gifts of the members, and then drawing in more as our reach extends beyond our body's limits. In your Son's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.